something comes up to me, he don't even try. Cause if I had a set of wings, man, I know she could fly. She's my little Deuce Coupe. You don't know what I got.
Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And this is the Car Care Show with our friends from Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. Ken and Kenny Chartel are here. Howard Seaton is here, one of our ADX marketing consultants. And a beautiful wife is here as well. She's like, no, I don't want to be on.
Well, hello, Meg. It's great to be here again with you today.
Yes, it is. So good morning to everybody.
Morning,
this is the Car Care Show. And just like the garden line when we just had this morning where people were texting in questions about gardening, this is the same type of show where you can text in your questions about your car. And so one of the things we were laughing about before we went on the air is that we're going to be talking today about small vehicle issues becoming major repairs. And the next line of the note says, I laughed when I read it, many drivers delay service because the car still drives.
How true that is.
So we're here to talk about why that might not be the best barometer on whether or not you should be taking your car in to get it checked. So off to you, Kenny.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so often we hear, everything is running great. I don't have any problems. Mm-hmm. You know, unfortunately, there's fluid dripping from underneath the car. That grinding noise because the radio's been up too loud is something, well, you just hadn't noticed, but it's a big problem. And often the maintenance items that go unnoticed and unchecked can also lead to, further and more expensive, costly repairs. So trying to stay on top of that before it becomes a major red flag, or before I'm getting ready to go to work that morning, or before I'm going out to dinner that night, mm-hmm. It's important that I just try to stay on top of it. Remember, we don't have a horse and buggy anymore. It's our cars that get us to and from. And without them, we're walking. And it's a pretty long distance for any walk these days. That maintenance is key. And when small problems become big problems, the unnoticed things or the things like was mentioned, if I'm not hearing any problem or seeing any problem, everything's good. So
I was sharing with both of them earlier, I'm bad about putting it off. I'll think, well, I don't know, maybe I don't have the funds right now. I'll just wait till the next pay period. Or, I'm thinking, I'll just put this off. But when I put it off, 9 times out of 10, it's probably going to be more expensive when I put it off, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We can delay the inevitable, but at the end of the day, we all need to go to the doctor for checkups, and so do our vehicles. And, our vehicles, hopefully more than us, but that's just part of regular scheduled maintenance, on average, we put 15,000 to 20,000 miles on our car these days. We drive a lot as a population here in the U.S. And so with all those miles racking up, how often are we changing our oil, checking those plugs, doing a walk around, checking tire pressure, checking our lights, having somebody stand behind us and doing a quick brake check, making sure all those bulbs are lit and a turn signal. Remember those turn signals out there. They do play a pivotal role. And so those things and small things like that can really help you save in the long run. As far as, making sure those small problems don't turn into big ones.
Absolutely.
Like a ticket because that brake light was out that you didn't realize. So instead of a $15 bulb or something, it's a $150 ticket. And, just safe driving for you and others on the road.
Mm-hmm. And everything's sort of interconnected.
Absolutely.
So if your tires are low, it affects other things, correct? And so once one thing goes, it's like a domino effect.
We had a situation, I think my pops was working on a few, months or so back. And with these new cars, and yes, just to that same point with tire pressures, if they're not inflated to the proper tire inflation or recommended by the manufacturer, that can cause issues. And you had one just like that, didn't you, Pops?
Yes, I did. I don't remember which one you're talking about, though.
Well, I believe, on some of those Fords with these stability tracks, if you've got in different tire pressures or sizes, that'll cause issues for the stability track and ABS and things like that. If the tires are sensing a different speed for all four, then, of course, that's going to throw some stuff off, too. Mm-hmm. And we have seen that kind of thing before.
Absolutely. If you've got a question, this is the Car Care Show, 850-437-1620. Got a text that just came in. Let's see, from one of our listeners. How often does Affordable Automotive recommend general inspection of your car? Great question. How often should I bring my car in?
Again, watch your maintenance. And usually, you know, when you're getting close to an oil change, that's a good time then to check the vehicle over and see what's possibly going wrong with it. Something might not be showing up yet, but a quick visual might show it up. So, you know, usually, if depending on when you're changing your oil, if you're using conventional or synthetic, you know, every 3,000 to 6,000 miles to check them out.
Okay, so that might be 3 months, 6 months, depending on how often you drive, I guess.
That's your driving habits, you know, whatever it is. I don't really go by time. I go more by mileage.
Gotcha. Okay.
I go by the sticker.
I go by the sticker. I know. Me too.
And where's that sticker located, sweetheart?
Should be about the top left.
That's right. Usually you can find that sticker in your upper left-hand corner. And when we do an inspection or even bring a vehicle in, whether it be for a coolant leak, a noise, we always try to look up in that upper left-hand corner because oftentimes it's the forgotten sticker that tells you when that oil change is due. And so if we see it, we recommend it to the customer. If not with us, somewhere, because changing it frequently and often is key to keeping these cars going a long distance. I was just having a conversation this morning with a customer about, you know, oil changes and manufacturer specifications and going 10,000 miles. And I say, if you go to the doctor regularly, you usually never have problems. And it's the same with the car. You can do nothing else to the car but change the oil throughout its life, and you'd be surprised over the years how well those cars hold up compared to the ones that don't change the oil regularly. And things not associated with the engine or oil directly fall apart. All of a sudden, you know, there's weird things. The car knows when it's not being taken care of. They all have a mind of their own.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've covered some of these things already, but what are some of the signs? I mean, I'm really not a car expert, and you are. So what are the things? When is something just a normal sputter in a car? And when is something you go, I really probably should get that looked at?
Well, there's a few things, and you know, absolutely. Maybe that first morning start, you fire it up, and it doesn't quite fire up the same. It's not that nice run. It's a run. Dun. Maybe it's got a little cough. It's got to clear or something.
Yeah, because you'll have that every once in a while, right?
You know, it just doesn't start the same. Or when you're driving, it's pulling to the left or to the right. Check that tire pressure, you know. Maybe look at that indicator. If that warning light's been on for a while and you've ignored it, take a quick check to those tires, you know. Noises, you know, unheard noises before, you know, turn that radio down a little bit while you're cruising. And just take a moment to kind of really listen, feel the car. You know, you're the best judge of how, even if you're not a mechanic, you know how that car feels, you know, when it makes that creak going, you know, backwards in your driveway, turning left at that odd hour in the morning. You know, I can't make it do that at my shop.
Right.
And people are saying, well, it does it when you do this. And I'm just not in that same scenario to be able to do it. So the best indicator is as you, the driver, and just being aware of those things. You know, you don't have to be able to turn a wrench to know there's a problem. You just have to know that there's something not right that wasn't there before, you know.
Well, I remember when I had an older car, and I can remember one of the times I was driving, and I was accelerating to get on the highway, right, on I-110 or something like that. And as I was accelerating, it was accelerating, but it felt like it was dragging, kind of. It just wasn't kicking over into the next gear, but it was weird. So I kind of let it go because I thought, well, and then it kind of kicked in. And that went on for a little while. Ultimately, I brought it in, and it turned out that I needed a whole new transmission. And so it could have been disastrous. So I was grateful that I finally paid attention to it and went in. But things like that where you kind of, maybe it's just having a bad day.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we'll try this again tomorrow.
Well, I mean, my car's just having a bad day, a bad moment.
My father-in-law says 2 days straight isn't a trend, but by that third day, if it's still making that noise, that's a trend.
Oh, yeah.
You've got an issue there, you know. And And kudos to you for picking that out, you know, noticing just that subtle difference, you know, something wasn't right about it.
And I just had a bad feeling about it. So,
and
the irony was when I took it in, I had a warranty, and literally the warranty was, I came in on a Wednesday and it was expiring Friday.
Oh, how often we've heard that.
That
too.
Never happens for me, by the way. I'm usually the Friday after. I was so excited because I ended up getting it fixed. So that's another reason not to wait.
Absolutely. If you hear it, get it taken care of, get it checked out. And, of course, if you're nearby, Gulf Breeze, always check us out at Affordable Automotive. We're located right there a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo at 5366 Gulf Breeze Parkway. And, of course, give us a shout. We can put you on our schedule and get a look at whatever noises may be coming throughout your car at 850-932-0811.
And what are your hours, Kenny? When are y'all open?
We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and, of course, located right there in the corner of 98 and 399 East Bay Boulevard.
And so, you do take all types of vehicles from all different types of years, because between you and your father, you've covered all the technology changes. You've seen the older vehicles, no offense, Dad, but the older vehicles, you know, that did not have computers in them. And then you have the vehicles today that have all these computers. I mean, there's a pretty big change from even just 20 years ago, correct?
Absolutely. You know, when we're working on vehicles, we don't know what's going to come in that door that day. And, you know, the average vehicle we look at is between 5 and 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
We do have those vehicles as a caller last week with that Datsun. That's 40
right.
years old. And so, you know, yes, that big technology change is with the experience we have. I'm able to lean on him with that. And as a new technology comes in as to how to, you know, reset that oil change light, that's where I've come in and mm-hmm. helped out with that aspect because, dang it.
Yeah.
And so, yes, as technology has changed, we've certainly had to evolve to work on our foreign, our domestic, our imported vehicles, you know, covering everything from major and minor repairs to oil changes and just maintenance. Everything except for tires and exhaust. So we leave that to the other facets of the automotive industry.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're having a small problem or a big problem at Affordable Automotive, we're always there to take care of it.
Well, and I would say my biggest question is to you guys is that you see these things every day. You see people coming in all the time. So this is kind of a tricky question, but when someone brings a car in and you just look at each other and you shake your head and you just think, if they just brought it in earlier, it wouldn't have gotten this bad. What are some of those, you know, quote unquote, things? If you just brought it in earlier, it wouldn't have been this bad. Because you must see that a lot.
Yeah, we do. And, you know, I think one thing that sticks out is brake noises.
Oh,
you know, that's one
yeah.
thing that sticks out. I hear a little, you know, a squeak when I apply. And then, you know, I forgot about that squeak over weeks. Life got busy. And now it's turned into a grind.
Mm-hmm.
And that grind has gotten really heavy now. And I've kind of gotten used to that. And a couple weeks has gone by. And now I'm really, and now it's crunk, crunk, crunk. Well, that simple, you know, $230 brake job now turned into over a $500-$600 brake job, you
yeah.
know. And so that's one thing. The other thing is coolant leaks. You know, sometimes we've seen customers just let that coolant leak go way too far to where they've, you know, either done damage to the engine where it's gotten too hot or allowed other things not to function like they should because there's no coolant in the system. And then there's another issue, too, you know. Plastic melts when it's not being cooled by water, and so
Ooh.
We've seen that before.
Mm-hmm.
So things like that, and then the engine light, you know, that pesky engine light, whether it, whether it's driving, and back to our point, this is coming full circle, you know, whether the car's driving great or not, if that engine light's on, obviously there is an issue with the car.
And you just nailed it, because I'll see the engine light coming on, but my car's still driving, so it must be there was something wrong with the engine light.
Absolutely, yeah. It can't be the car. It must
be
this
light.
You flick it a couple times,
mm-hmm.
nope, still
it keeps
on.
Keeps coming back on, I know. Well, we do have a couple of questions coming in this morning. This is Pep Talk. Our experts are here from Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. All you got to do is text your question in at 850-437-1620. Here's a question from one of our listeners is asking, I have a Honda Element. I saw a few up there, I'm assuming at your shop. Do you guys work on those? Honda Element.
Yeah, we still work on Honda Elements. We'll work on pretty much anything. We'll try. Whether we can totally fix them, that's hard to say in these newer vehicles.
Right.
I mean, they're just getting so complicated. You know, most of them you got to be an electrician for more of it than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back in the older days, you relied on your gut and it's doing this. Okay, I think it's this problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we didn't have computers, so you had to literally hands-on try to figure out what the problem was.
And use one of these things, as I'm holding up a pocket screwdriver.
Pocket screwdriver,
now
yeah.
It's a keyboard.
Yeah, but that's what you did, Kenny, right? You're bringing in that younger, perspective or the newer vehicles.
Well, absolutely, and it's using the same approach my dad's always followed over the past 30 years and just adding to the technology that we have at our fingertips, back in the day, if you had a trade secret of how to get this part in and out of there really quick, you held on to that. I mean, mm-hmm. that's, and then you advertise, I can do timing belts and I can do them good. I can make sure they're properly done and at a good time. So it works both ways there. But, with today's cars, as Pops was saying, they're getting so technologically advanced, no two problems ever seem to come up the same. And when you have issues that you got your head scratched so hard you're losing hair, you rely on the internet and what others have found and others have had in this same problem. So mm-hmm. it's changed, again, not just with the technology in the car, but how we go about researching and understanding and diagnosing these cars as well, because there's a lot of great information out there on the internet you can find with the right set of eyes, because there's also a lot of bad information out there on the internet too,
right.
And a lot of garbage that you have to sift through. But again, I know in the shop I'm not the only one with this Kia Forte that's not running quite right, and I've exhausted all of my test diagnostic tools, etc. And where can I get other ideas as to what this issue is?
Mm-hmm.
So just because our diagnostic trouble tree stops there doesn't mean we don't stop. So
right. So I guess the answer is yes to the Honda Element.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Back to that question. Yes, we do work on the Honda Elements. And to that point,
that's
we've
my
got
job to bring us back.
We have a couple of customers that have got over 200 plus thousand on those vehicles.
Oh, wow.
And the big thing I can say is they've been on top of their oil changes and their brakes. And when that sound has come up or that check engine light has been on, as they always say, it's cheaper than a car payment.
Okay.
And, 1 month of a $400 repair sure beats 1 year of a $800 annual payment on a car, plus the repairs, whatever that could be. So it could get expensive with these cars.
Sure.
How do we manage them better?
Okay, Lynn has a question. With the weather changing, what do I do? That sounds like me. How, what, where, when? How do I? What do I need to do to make sure my car is okay for spring and summer?
Well, bring it into us and let us take a look at it. I mean, as the weather changes, again, there's different things you want to look at. Again, start looking at your coolant levels and oil changes. You're probably going to start driving a little bit more. So, just kind of, really it doesn't change between winter and summer in that way. You just always need to keep up on your maintenance of the vehicle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and make sure you do check those wipers too from time to time as
right.
that season change and we get into the wetter months here in Florida, as April starts to come around. Last thing you need to be in the middle of is a heavy downpour and I can't see out of my front windshield,
mm-hmm.
but I've got glasses on, Sarah.
That's right.
More than the glasses.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's true.
So those are simple things.
Tire checks, tire pressure.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Tire pressure is a key thing. And, again, while we don't specify with the tires or get too much into that, it's such a big thing to have those checked. Again, your vehicle and you are riding on those tires.
Mm-hmm.
We're not too far away from having ACs checked.
Absolutely.
You don't want to go into the season and all of a sudden day one it's hot.
Boom. Right.
Yeah, that's a great point, Howard.
Yeah,
and absolutely, this is a perfect time to maybe turn that AC all the way to that max cold, on these warmer afternoons where we're getting into the 70s. Make sure it's working like it should, that it's actually getting cold. If you haven't inspected or had anybody look at that inside cabin air filter, now
mm-hmm.
might be a good time. Again, that's just like our home air filter and driving throughout the road. There's a lot of dust and debris. But, yes, absolutely. Checking that AC now before the hot summer.
And okay. A lot of pollen out there.
Someone's listening closely. What is a cabin filter and where is it found?
Pops, you want this one?
Well, a cabin filter is basically, like Kenny was saying, it's like your home filter for your AC and heating system at your house. It filters the air inside the house. This cabin filter. It filters the air coming into the car if you're not running on recirculate. So basically, the cabin filters are usually found on the right-hand side of the vehicle by the lower footwell, but some are quite easy. The manufacturers made them quite easy. Some of them you have to remove the whole glove compartment and a kick panel and another panel here and there. And so they can get a little difficult. They didn't make it the easiest thing, but these manufacturers aren't making anything easy to work on anymore.
Okay, we do have another question from one of our listeners. We'll try to squeeze that in. I feel like the manufacturer's suggested tire pressure is always too low, and I usually run my tires about 10 PSI higher. Is that a bad thing?
No, it's not a bad thing. I mean, you can run them a little bit higher. On the sidewall of the tires, there's always a max pressure that you should run, or a max pressure that the tire can handle. Mm-hmm. And that's what you don't want to exceed that. If you want to run it a little harder, that's fine, because you might be, carrying a load or something like that. You can run it a little higher, but it is best to stick with the manufacturer's pressure, because that'll give you the best tire wear.
And where do you find that number again?
That is found in the driver's door, right there, usually on the B pillar.
Oh, that little sticker I never look at?
That one right when you pass right by.
Or if
that one, okay.
Or if the seatbelt doesn't retract like it should, it starts scratching it up as it gets stuck in a door jam there, yes. And you go ahead and slam the door. And that sticker.
That sticker, okay. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and this is the Car Care Show. Our experts this morning are Ken and Kenny Chartel with Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze, 850-437-1620. Just a couple minutes left. Our theme for the show today has been the true cost of ignoring small problems. Absolutely. Anything you want to mention, guys, that we haven't talked about yet this morning?
Yeah, I think, making sure that we're viewing, our car maintenance as protection, not as an expense. You know, every car, whether you have a new one, a new one, or a semi-new one, it's all part of that protection to keep your car running longer on the road. You can't think of it as an expense, because at the end of the day, if you start making choices as to whether I need this or that, you're going to start running into a whole list of problems with that vehicle when it comes down to it. And so staying on top of that, budgeting properly, and looking at your maintenance schedule per that manufacturer and understanding, all right, well, I might be due for some spark plugs, or I'm at 100,000 and never had brakes. I might start thinking that I need brakes soon enough. Things like that are big. And of course, addressing those concerns early helps, prevent any further maintenance issues. And then, of course, building a trusted relationship with your auto repair facility, like us at Affordable Automotive. You know, we have many, many, many longtime customers that have been there and still continue to come, that when my dad started are now bringing their grandchildren there. Mm-hmm. So that's generational right there.
I've been with you all for many, many years.
And as you have as well, Meg. So, it's all about building that relationship and learning to trust. And, of course, let them know, hey, I've got an issue. And if it's not with us, make sure you can trust your mechanic. Because they're the ones that are keeping you safe on the road.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Howard, do you want to
say? Yeah, this is a serious question here now. You've got a few hundred bucks left. You're a guy out there. You've got $300, $400. Do you spend it on taking care of something with your car or take your wife out for a nice date?
Okay, that's a whole nother show. With Valentine's
Day. My guy out here.
If I want to continue taking my wife out on dates, I need my car. So the date's got to wait. I got to put it on the car.
What do you think of that answer?
What do you think, Sarah?
I'm always for the car myself. We can do dinner anytime.
And on just a friendly tip, if you forgot Valentine's Day, I noticed that all the stores in town have roses and flowers half off. There's still time. The week's not out. Right. You've been listening to Pep Talk. This is the Car Care Show with Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. If y'all could give us your contact info one more time.
Affordable Automotive, we're located at 5366 Gulf Breeze Parkway, a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo. We're located Monday. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. And our phone number is 850-932-0811. Call and schedule an appointment today, and we'll be happy to take care of your car and keep you running down that happy highway.
Ken and Kenny Chartel are the owners of Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. I've known them for years. How many years now? This is a celebratory year, yeah?
Over 30 years.
Over 30 years serving our community. Thanks, guys, for being here. Thanks, Sarah and Howard, for joining us. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's Eckberg Panel.